Dust off the rattles, get your lucky heather out, because we're up for the cup. Welcome to the JD Welsh Cup podcast, previewing a packed weekend where upsets are always on the cards. Coming up, we speak to the chairman of Brecon Corries about past glories and future hopes. We hear about the tie, which could reignite the biggest rivalry in South Wales football. And we'll look through all of the games and decide who's staying and who's going. Mark Jonah-Jones joins me for that. Now, Jonah, you got your hands on the big jug as a manager. What does the Welsh Cup mean to you?
It's a wonderful competition to play in. And when we did win it with Carmarthen Town, it was a great time to win it because it was the first time the club, and still the only time the club had ever won the Welsh Cup. So it was very special to me and it was very special to Carmarthen Town. And also, I lost in the final with Port Talbot to Bangor in the last minute. So getting to the Welsh Cup final, winning a Welsh Cup, what it brings, obviously European football is magnificent and it's the highest trophy apart from the league, obviously, you can win it at this level of football. So to win it, for me, it was magnificent and I'll never forget it to this day.
Well, there's a lot of teams that want to get their hands on it. You mentioned one that you'd worked with, Port Talbot Town, and they start all of this off on Friday. They are hosting Cambrian and Clenach Vale down at the Genquip. And Port Talbot, of course, having a bit of a goalkeeper crisis, Jonah. They got one injured in that game against Newtown. One got sent off. You could get a game on Saturday, couldn't you?
Well, I went very good between the sticks, Mark. And I know somebody who might have a game for him, Di Davis, ex-Wrexham and Wales international goalkeeper. He works alongside us on Scorio. I'm sure if he hadn't even got his goalkeeping gloves, he'd be okay with his gardening gloves, I think. Perhaps Andy Dyer could give him a ring.
Well, it's probably no laughing matter for Andy. How does this affect the team? Do you think whoever turns up in goal for him on Friday, you know, they'd probably be a bit rattled about this, won't they?
It's a pressure situation for every goalkeeper. Somebody young coming in and making their debut. People say, oh, they may only have Cambrian and Clydach, right? It's an absolute massive game for Port Talbot. And the goalkeeping spot is more important than any other, most probably, in these cup games. More important than any other spot on the park. So it's a big decision that has to be made by Port Talbot, whether they play a youngster or whether they get somebody in on an emergency basis.
And we say just Cambrian and Clydach. Look, here's the stats for that. They pumped League Whipping Boys Garden Village 5-1 at home last week. They have lost the last three in the league, but they've got no problem with winning in the cup away on a Friday night because that's exactly what they did to AFC Llanelli in round two. So are we looking at this as the first upset of the tournament?
Well, I think they'd have to perform, you know, right to the top of their ability. Sean Fackrell, he was a very decent midfielder, the manager of Cambrian and Clydach. And I think it'll just might be a step too far for the Cam boys, but they're in it. You know, it's the cup. They're in with a shout. Like you said, their form is good. Their cup form is good. And the pressure will all be on Port Talbot. But I see Andy Dyer's men into the next round.
And the bookies agree with you, to be fair. They've got the odds at 1-5 for a Port Talbot Town home win, 17-2 for the away Cambrian and Clydach Vale win, 9-2 for the draw. Those odds from Davabet, you can get even more and bet on them, of course, at davabet.com. Please bet responsibly. Another interesting game on Saturday is the Scorio game. You've picked a cracker here, Jonah. Holyhead Hotspur against Bangor. Holyhead banging them in for fun, really, in this competition already. 12 goals in two rounds. The last round win was a 4-0 win against Chirk. So, I don't know. See, me thinking here, Holyhead could even inch over Bangor.
The same as the Port Talbot and Cambrian scenario, apart from Holyhead obviously having home advantage, which is an advantage, it's a massive game for both clubs. You know, Bangor City have a fantastic tradition. Neville Powell has the best record in this league. You know, he's won the competition three times. So Bangor will start as favourites, but Holyhead will be waiting, I'm sure. And it is coming around Christmas time. You know, they've got a great set of fans up there. You know, it'll be a day out for them with the Bangor contingent coming along. It's going to be a great game.
Well, let's see what the bookies say. 21-10 for a Holyhead Hotspur win. It's evens for the Bangor City win and 12-5 for the draw. It's a 5:15 kickoff on S4C. We'll be going on to talk about some more games in a second, but first, one name I remember very well from my days standing in a frozen terrace at Coedwigs Road watching Bridgend was a team that used to come down called Brecon Corries, a name that is synonymous with Welsh football for many years. Playing in a different league these days, but still very active in the Welsh Cup because they've got a third round tie to Caerá Ely. I'm delighted that we're going to be joined on the line now by Barry Jones, who's the chairman of Brecon Corries. Thanks for joining us on the podcast, Barry. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. And thanks for the opportunity to come on the podcast today and speak to you. It's more than a privilege. It's very greatly received.
Caerá Ely, what do you know about them? How do you fancy your chances?
Well, at Brecon Corries, you know, we're always pretty confident in our own abilities. Although, again, similar to round two, we know we've got a bit of a battle on our hands. They're a well-organised outfit. Nat Barr's there. He's doing a pretty sterling job. So, yeah, it's going to be tough, but the boys are prepared. We're quietly confident. And, you know, it's a cup game. Anything can happen in a cup game. We're looking forward to it.
And for those of you who don't know much about Brecon Corries these days, who should we watch out from your side?
We've got a few players. It's been quite well documented that we've got Paul Kettle, who's a former JD Welsh Cup winner. We've got some of the old boys, Damien Daniels, the player manager, who's played with Nana Barr a few years back for Bridgend Town. Gareth Applin, you know, we've got a bit of a captain at the back. He's a bit of a character, Stephen Price. So, you know, all the boys are just going to put 100% in, and hopefully we can do ourselves justice on Saturday.
I suppose you've got no fear, either of you, because in the last round you beat Aberbargoid Buds, who are also Welsh League team. So Giant Killing becoming second nature at the moment.
Yeah, it's a nice title to have, actually, the Giant Killers. We played quite a few good sides. We had Aberbargoid, who are Welsh Division 1, but you know, we travelled away to Aberaeron down in West Wales, who are Tier 3 and Spa Mid Wales First. And you know, along the way, we've beaten Cumwelfer as well, who are also Welsh League opposition. But you know, we're under no illusions what the task is ahead of us, but quietly confident is, yeah, I think it's a fair reflection.
Well, Barry, the best of luck, as I say to anybody who competes in a football match. Whatever the result, enjoy the day. You're used to the travelling, so the travelling's not going to get to you at all, is it? Because it's a fairly easy run for you. Thanks for your time on the podcast, and, well, hopefully we'll speak to you in the round four one.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, thanks again for the opportunity, and good luck to all the other teams and Kyra Ely for this Saturday.
So that's the chairman of Brecon Corries there, and I fancy a sniff that they might do it. Davabet say it's 8-11 for the Kyra Ely win, 14-5 for the Brecon Corries win, 13-5 for the draw. And you've got some experience of the Brecon Corries boys, have you, Jonah?
Yes, they're left-back and captain. I think Paul Kettle, he played in the final when we won the competition, Carmarthen, against Avellino. So he's a Welsh Cup winner. I think the Welsh FA television showed him in the last round, showing his medal off to the lads at Brecon Corries. And his experience will be vital, and that'll be a tough game for Nana Barr's Kyra Ely at home. Their results have turned around a bit now in the league, Kyra. Even though they're third from bottom, they've won their last couple of games, and they're still in both cup competitions in Welsh football. So Kyra, Nana Barr and Kyra will expect to go through, but Brecon, again, could produce a magnificent performance and get a shock, maybe.
Now, there are some cross-country ties. Barrytown United play Denby Town. Denby doing very well in the World Cup, of course. Barrytown are 5-6 for the win. Denby Town are 5-2 for the win. I also got Avonlea against Holywell Town. 5-4 for the home win. 13-8 for the away win. That would have been an old Welsh Premier League tie or League of Wales tie once upon a time, of course. Looking at those four sides, Jonah, Lido, Holywell, Denby, Barry, which ones fancy your chances to progress to the next round?
Well, they're all clubs who are aspiring, you know, to be Welsh Premier clubs again. So they're of a good standard. Every one of these clubs are good standard and good standard players with plenty of experience. The Lido and Holywell, I think the Lido home advantage there, Mark Robinson, he knows that, you know, the competition inside out. Holywell going well, also in a huge grade there in fourth place. So this will be a top game. I think home advantage could just give the advantage to Avonlea and Barrytown and Denby. Denby have already made the World Cup final. Barrytown on a new 3G surface. This will be a big day for Barrytown because I know they've invited, I think it's every school child in the Barry area to the game. So I think you could have a crowd to between 500 and 750 at Barry, and the crowd just may see Barry home as well. So no favouritism, but I see Lido and Barry just edging through.
For me, I think that home advantage and that new 3G surface do work in Barry's favour. Although, you know, this is a tough one for me to call. Obviously, I think Denby have done so well in cup competitions and have really got some momentum behind them, so I'm really struggling to call that one. Now, there's a couple of 1:30, not 2:30 Saturday kickoffs. I presume that's so the teams from North Wales can get back to watch the X Factor. Both Welsh League against Cymru Alliance, high-flying tussles. Goitre of Gwent against Carnarvon Town. And Cwmaman against Guysfield. Jonah, looking at Goitre of Gwent against Carnarvon, two really strong performing teams in their league. Who do you think is going to take that one?
Again, the home advantage, I think, could be key. Goitre are top of the Welsh League First Division, and you know they're producing some magnificent form at the moment. They're 2 points clear at the top. Their opponents, Carnarvon, I mean, they've always been a big club, Carnarvon. They should be in the Welsh Premier League. I think it's where they belong, a club of that size. I can remember great memories of going up to Carnarvon and, you know, having tremendous games up there. But this could be, Welsh Premier clubs apart, this could be tied of their own. Penalties for me, that one, all the way. And then it's just down to whoever holds their bottle in the penalties.
Well, the Davabet odds say that it's 10 to 11 for a home Goitre win. The visitors are 12 to 5, as is the draw. And then looking at that Cumarmon odds, Cumarmon are 13 to 8 for the win. The visitors, Guisfield, 5 to 4, and it's 12 to 5 for the draw. Now, Cumbria and Celtic have a trip to Spa, Mid Wales leaders Penryn Coch on Saturday. They've already beaten Newtown in the World Cup, of course, Penryn Coch. FAW TV paid Penryn Coch a visit the other day. Let's hear from their manager, Gary Lewis, and club secretary, Aneurin Venables.
We've heard that Cumbria are going to stay up here on the Friday. They're going to prepare properly. They're a good side in their own league. I think it's a real 50-50 one, to be fair. They, you know, it looks like two good clubs who are having great runs at the moment. So, like I said, whether the home advantage gives us a little bit of an advantage, I don't know. With cup football, listen, it's who sort of turns up on the day, and if you've got six or seven individuals playing well, you've got a great chance.
You know, you get into the final, it's everything, you know, it's what you dream of. It's, you know, it's the Welsh Cup. And it's, what more do you need?
And if you want to see the full video of that and get the inside track on what sort of side Penryn Coch are, it is on the FAW YouTube site. The odds for that game are as follows. Penryn Coch are evens for the home win. It's 21 to 10 for the Cumbria and Celtic win and 12 to 5 for the draw. As I said, Jonah, Penryn Coch already scared Newtown in the World Cup, so they've got some cup pedigree. And we must mention Aneurin Venables, of course, involved at Aberystwyth when they lifted the cup.
Yeah, a lot of ex-Aberystwyth players usually go back down to Penryn Coch. Gary Lewis himself, you know, played plenty of games for Aberystwyth in the league. That's a strong, you know, strong game again. Penryn Coch, good cup tradition. Cumbria and Celtic, you know, they're top of the second division in the Welsh League at the moment. Del Chidi used to be involved with Cumbria Town. You know, so they'll be going up there looking for the win. And all these games, I can't believe how tough these games are. It looks just as tough this week. So the only winner again could be the man behind the counter at Davabet.
Well, it's a virtual counter because they're online bookies. Look, moving on. Well, a very interesting game that's going to happen in the Welsh Cup this weekend is Cardiff Met against STM Sports. Interesting for many different reasons. One of the reasons being it's the shortest distance between two sides in this round. And I've got the manager of STM Sports, Nathan Cadet, on the line now. Nathan, thanks you for joining us on the podcast.
No problem at all. No problem at all.
Looking forward to Saturday?
Everything apart from the rain, yes.
Is it going to rain? Oh, you've done the forecast already, have you?
Well, it's Cardiff, so yeah, it's going to rain.
Now, as I said there, it's the shortest distance between two sides in this round of the Welsh Cup, so are you going to walk or are you all biking?
There might be a couple doing going on their bike, actually, as it goes. One of the boys usually comes to training on his bike, but no, I'll certainly be driving there, yeah.
And tell us a little bit about STM Sports.
Community side from St Mellons. There's about 16 lads in the squad. They're all very local boys, a very close knit. But they, you know, they come from a very close knit community. Great lads. I get on with them really, really well. And a lot of them are very, very talented lads. Which, well, I would say at least four or five of them can play at a very high level. There's been sides that have come in for a few of the boys already, which is not very good when you're a manager, you know, when you get higher teams looking at them. But they're a really good bunch of boys and a very talented bunch of lads as well.
I was going to say, it's probably competitive getting a football player in Cardiff, isn't it? So why are they playing for you? What are you doing to them to make them stay with you?
I don't know, really. I mean, like I said, I mean, I know they're a very close-knit bunch of boys anyway, you know? So that does help massively. You know, I'm not going to take all of the credit for it. They're very close with each other. But, I mean, I think, you know, since I've come in anyway, I think it was the third or fourth game of the season, I come in and just took over the reins from another lad. I think the respect is there from them because I played at quite a high level myself. You know, the respect is there. They like to listen. They like to learn. And, you know, I think they enjoyed more the training side of it. The different ideas that I brought to the training ground and, you know, just doing different things that maybe they haven't done before, you know, stretching their skills on the training field as well as, you know, as well as bringing to a different different aspects in regards to even little things like team meetings, you know, we're having. And before they weren't having that, they were just, you know, sort of meeting before the game, going out running, playing their football. Whereas now it's very much, I'm not saying it's run professionally, but I try to run it as professional as you can, you know, which I think they're enjoying that challenge.
Not far for STM Sports to travel for their game, a short distance, so jet lag won't be a problem for them. Maybe they'll do what Arsenal did, Jonah, this week and get a jet to travel 14 minutes from Arsenal to Norwich. Maybe St Mellon Sports should actually hire a plane to fly to Cardiff Met this Saturday.
I'm sure they'll have plenty of lifts off their eager supporters down at STM in St Mellon's suburb just outside Cardiff. But I know their manager, Nathan Cadet, he played for me as a lad at Maesteg Park. And he played for Cardiff City. And the big deal is there, Nathan Cadet, ex-Cardiff City, and the manager of Cardiff Met, Christian Edwards, ex-Swansea City. So as a bit of a blue birds against the Swans tag about this. Cardiff Met should be strong favourites. They're second in the first division and they're playing really, really well. But STM in down south have been the cup team of the year so far. They've been bagging goals in for fun. So could there be a surprise on here? It would be a big surprise. But they got some good, capable goal scorers down here. They're scoring goals for fun. Curtis Scotto was the player of the round in round two, having scored a hat-trick away at Tom Penta. So they have it in their locker, STM. But it'd be a big shock if they were to defeat Cardiff Met at Kincoyd.
The odds from Davabet say it is a Cardiff Metropolitan win, 8-13 at the moment, 100-30 for an STM Sports win, and then 11-4 for the draw. Now, it's time for Friends Reunited in the JD Welsh Cup podcast. Some old names from the top flight take on Welsh Premier teams this weekend. The three that come to mind, Flint Town United against Newtown, Kevin Druids against Rhyl, and Prestatyn versus Gap. And we'll run through the odds for all of them in a second. For me, I have to say, Jonah, the tie that's standing out where I think there's a banana skin is Kevin Druids against Rhyl.
Hugh Griffith was with Bala last season and he was on the coaching team which took Bala to second place in the Welsh Premier. So full of experience. He's been to a cup final. He's also taken, Kevin Druids to a Welsh Cup final a couple of seasons ago. So they have the pedigree. Rhyl, is this an important competition for Gareth Owen? Yeah, of course it is. And for Rhyl, their main objective is to escape relegation and stay in the Welsh Premier. But I'm sure their coffers will be boosted. And it all helps. That's what people have to understand at this level of football. Welsh Cup means money for your club. The further you progress, the more money you get. So it's a big competition for Rhyl as well. This is a tough one to call. Like you said, I'm sure Hughie Griffiths will believe his team can win it. Gareth Owen, I think the pressure is all on Rhyl to try and get a result there on Saturday.
And looking at the other two quite quickly, Prestatyn, Gap, Flint Town United against Newtown. Do you see Newtown and Gap struggling against those two sides?
I think Newtown, they just seem to be, you know, every time they're asked to produce more, they're doing it and they're going, you know, they're getting through all their games. They've got good goal scorers. If Oswell finds form on Saturday, I think they should just about edge through against Flint. And the other game, Mark, Prestatyn Town at home to Gap Connors Quay. Prestatyn Town have hit form at the right time of the season. I think Neil Gibson, Gibbo, also an ex-Welsh Cup winner, won the Cup a couple of seasons ago, defeating Bangor. He has the pedigree and he's got the Hugh Gray's Manager of the Month at the moment. He received it last week. So this is a tough game for Gap. I know Andy Morrison will be keen to stay in the competition, Andy Morrison and Jay Caton. But this one could go either way. It's a tough ask for Connors Quay. After getting their first defeat in the league last week, it's a big ask now to go to Prestatyn and get a victory. So maybe this could be another 10 shots from the 12-yard spot.
And I talk a little bit about a broken record about the Cymru Alliance, but it is one heck of a strong and tough league. And do you think that toughens up this opposition a bit more? And, you know, if you're playing a Cymru Alliance team in this round, you should be a little bit more wary than a Welsh League, Spa League, anybody else?
Well, I know the Welsh League is a very strong league as well, you know, here down south. But as you said, Cymru Alliance is very, very strong league. And back up to that argument is Denby Town already being in the final of the World Cup final and knocking three Welsh Premier teams out. So that backs your argument 100%.
Right, let's have a look at the odds for the ones we've just spoken about. Flint Town United against Newtown, if you fancy a flutter on that. Flint are 13-5 for the home win. Newtown 4-5, the favourites for the away win. It's 5-2 for the draw. Kevin Druids against Rhyl, 8-5 for the Druids at home. 13-10 for a Rhyl win and 12-5 for the draw. And the final one to look at in that list, Prestatyn against Gap. Prestatyn 9-4 for the win. Gap 5-6 for the win. 11-4 for the draw. Now, let's talk about the rest of the Welsh Premier League sides, because they're all in this. MBI host Buckley. That is a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday at MBI. 2-5 for Llandudno to win that one. 9-2 for Buckley to win. 7-2 for the draw. Pretty short odds for Llandudno to overcome Buckley there. I think that's a banker, isn't it, Jonah?
Yeah, just got off the phone to Morgan this morning. He's cock a hoop about his team being second in the league. He's still insisting that if his team finishes above 10th in the league, he'll be over the moon. I think he's got to throw that one away now. We've had enough of that, Morgs, if you're listening in. I know you always do. And your daughter, I think you're top six now, and you can concentrate on having a good run in the Welsh Cup.
Well, I was going to say, do you fancy them to take the Cup this year? I mean, if you look beyond TNS, is this a team to be looking at for the Cup?
It's a tough ask. You know, there's still 32 teams in there, and there's every Welsh Premier club obviously is still in there. And I just think it's a bit early to give them that sort of tag as favouritism. They're having a great run in the league in second place, but it's a different animal, the Cup. You get your rough and your smooth, and you've got to go through these individual rounds to win it. So I'd have them, obviously, as a team who can get, you know, can win the Cup. But there's a few of the bigger boys, maybe Airbus, maybe Ballard, will think it's about time they had their hands on this Cup now, if it wasn't the BTNS.
To be honest with you, I haven't had a look at what the odds are for an MBI League and Cup double. I should look them up, really. All my knowledge of this business, Jonah. Carmarthen Town against Ballartown, 15-8 for Carmarthen, 11-10 for Ballard, 12-5 for the draw. What do you make of Carmarthen's chances to beat Ballard at home?
What do I make of this? I make a game of their own. Carmarthen Town versus Ballard. There are, as we said, there's great ties. You know, there's David and Goliath ties in this, but this is the tie of their own for me. Both clubs will be desperate to get through the and stay in this wonderful competition. Carmarthen, I said, they've won it once. Ballard yet to win the Welsh Cup. I know it's one of the management team's dreams down at Ballard still to actually win the Welsh Cup. And this is definitely game of the day. As you say, the odds show slight favouritism to Carmarthen, but I just think it'll be most probably the quality game of the day. And who goes through, I'll leave that to you to decide.
And then we've got Haverford West against Broughton. Haverford West 9-2 for the home win. Broughton a very short 1-2 for a victory and 11-4 for the draw. That sounds like an Airbus victory to me.
Well, if you watch the highlights of Scorio every week, I'm still sort of staying on the tail mark of Haverford West. They haven't had the best of luck. One of these days, the goals and the chances they're missing, they may click, you know. So Airbus weren't great last week, but I'm sure they'll be up for it this week, being such an important competition. You do see Airbus going through, but I'm telling you, in the next couple of weeks, if they click Haverford West, they could upset somebody. And I'm sure Wayne Jones will hope it happens this Saturday.
And finally, oh, take a breather and relax. Tie number 16, last but not least, the holders, the New Saints, against Aberystwyth Town. It's an all-Welsh Premier League tie, 1-7 for the New Saints, 10-1 for Aberystwyth. I tell you what, that's not a bad bet for Aberystwyth to sneak a goal or something. And 11-2 for the draw. Am I going mad here? Aberystwyth 10-1, that's a bit long, isn't it?
Yeah, for me, absolutely. I know they're on a bad run. Aberystwyth and TNS are absolutely flying at the moment, but on their day, they're a good side, Aberystwyth, and 10-1 is worth a shilling of anybody's money. Obviously, none of the players can get involved or anybody, but I'm sure there's a few Aberystwyth fans, you know, will take that. Odds of 10-1, that is long odds. They were wonderful last week, by the way, TNS, in you know, taking care of Airbus 4-0. They look really sharp. Adrian Sizzle, Rich's two goals, Alan Edwards' goal, they were class. They were good to watch. But 10-1 is long odds.
It only takes a goal to win or lose a cup final. If I was Ian, the manager of Aberystwyth Town, do you know what I would do? I would print out the Davibet odds sheet now, stick it up in his dressing room when he gets to the New Saints and say, that's what the bookies think is going to happen to us. That is the best team talk ever. They think you're going to lose. They got you at 10-1. That would be great motivation for a player in my mind.
You're exactly right, Mark. But I think it's now about 36 managers have had exactly the same team talk. And the last time TNS lost at home was on November the 24th, 2012. So there's a few of them have been ripped down after the game, mate.
Well, look, let's do the Weber forecast. Here's my predictions, where the upsets will come from. I think Kevin Druids will beat Rhyl. I think Holyhead Hotspur will win. I think Penryn Cork are out. And I think Barry will beat Denby. And I do fancy Brecon Corries. And I do fancy Prestatyn Town to beat Gap. That's my thoughts. Am I mad, Jonah?
This is what the Cup's all about, Mark. It's fantastic. Everybody will go through these 16 games, like I said, and pick their choices. And that's it's the beauty of this. But the standard of football in the leagues below the Welsh Premier has to take a bit of credit as well now, because this is the way Welsh football's formed now. It's all supposed to be into a system heading towards a Welsh Premier League. And that's why it is working, because like you said, there could be plenty of shock in these 16 games. And that will only back up the argument of Welsh football getting better and better.
Well, wherever you're going for a game this weekend, I hope you thoroughly enjoy it. It is the Welsh Cup, the JD Welsh Cup, one of the greatest competitions in the world, I tell you that. And I will tell you that next week we're back with the Welsh Premier League podcast, and we'll be speaking to some of the winners and losers from the Welsh Cup and looking ahead to the next week of WPL. My thanks to all the chairmen and the managers that have joined us today, and good luck to you all, and I hope you enjoy it. Bye-bye.
Audio Boom. Audio Boom. Bringing you the world's best audio.